I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
...with Grizz Entertainment. Enter for your chance to meet the team's 2019 NBA draft pick. RSVP online at grizzlies.com/2019draftparty.
Hey, it's Eric Hasselton from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at desotoautosales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at desotoautosales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to desotoautosales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
You and me, we take care of our cars. But do you follow Fram's rule of threes? Three filters to do the job right. Oil and air filters for improved engine performance. Cabin air filter for the air inside your car. Some rules are made to be broken, but this one is golden. So if you don't see Fram, don't expect to get the job done right. One easy rule, three great filters. Fram, filter out the nonsense.
Feel 100% awe naturel with today's Perks Deal. $50 gift cards to Buff City Soap for only $35. Handcrafted quality soap doesn't have to be expensive or hard to find. Buff City Soap's products contain no detergents, preservatives, or animal products. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
It's 6 p.m. in Memphis, and it's time for The 6 on 92.9 FM ESPN.
And I'm joined now by Donald Dell, an innovator in the world of tennis and sports business, and he'll be the guest of honor and receive AutoZone Liberty Bowl's most prestigious recognition. It's the Distinguished Citizen Award, and the banquet will be held on June 23rd here in Memphis at the Hilton Memphis Hotel. They'll have a live auction, silent auction, and 100% of the proceeds are going to our good friends at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. This is also part of the 25th annual AutoZone Liberty Bowl golf classic that will happen on Monday, June 24th at TPC Southwind, raising funds for St. Jude. And I'm joined now by Donald himself, Donald Dell. Welcome to 92.9 FM ESPN and to the Memphis Airwaves. How are you?
Thanks, Brad. Appreciate the call.
For Memphians, I think it goes to something that maybe people don't associate you with the first time they mention Donald Dell's name, and that is you were Michael Jordan's agent. You were heavily involved with Patrick Ewing, the NBA, and then you have ties to Memphis as well with Larry Keenan.
That is correct. No, and I was very involved originally in Memphis because of my good friend Billy Donovan. Billy started a racket club down there and was running a major tennis tournament on national television, and I was involved doing all of his marketing and trying to help with players for the tournament, and that's how I got involved with Memphis. But in the process of doing that, I met Gene Bartow, who's the coach there at Memphis, and he was a big tennis fan, which most people don't know, and he came out to the tennis a lot. And I got to know him pretty well, and then a couple of years later, he called and said, would you like to represent Ronnie Robinson and Larry Keenan? I said, hell yes, I would love to. And so I flew to Memphis and represented those two. I remember in those days, everyone called him Dr. K, was for Larry Keenan, and he was a very good player in the NBA. And then as a result of that, the next year, they asked me to represent Larry Finch, who was a year behind them, and I represented Larry for 6 or 8 years, and I know he was the coach of Memphis years later, and I know he was in bad health and poor health, but I saw him a couple of times when I came back down to the tournament, which was always held in February, and I would either go to a game or I'd try to talk to these. It was a wonderful experience, really, in basketball, pro basketball, really, with Gene Bartow, because when he then moved on to UCLA, it's a funny story, but Gene became a good friend, and he only stayed, he followed Wooden. That was one of the big, he followed the era of Wooden, I should say, and he wasn't very happy there for 1 year, and he called me and said, I want to come by and see you in Washington. I'm on my way to talk to people in Birmingham. And so he flew into Washington, and we spent a day together just sort of coming up with a list of things that he really wanted if he was going to leave L.A. and go to UAV. And the next day he flew to Birmingham, and then he called me afterward. He said, "You won't believe it, but out of that list of 12 things, we got 10 of them, so I'm going to UAB." and that was quite a deal. Gene was a very, very good friend, and mm-hmm. a few years later, I learned that he was anxious to go to Wimbledon. I got him tickets on the center court at Wimbledon and brought his wife with him, and they really were a delightful group to be with, wonderful people. And so I have very, very fond memories of Memphis, and I've been good friends with Billy for 25 years, and I was tied in with Fred Smith in FedEx. I negotiated the FedEx field deal in Washington for the Redskins, mm-hmm. and Dan Snyder. I was representing Fred, and he's a wonderful friend, and I know he won the award a few years ago. And so I think the world of Memphis, you got some really wonderful stalwarts down there.
Well, you talked about two very important people, and we're talking with Donald Dell, who is going to be honored by AutoZone's Liberty Bowl with the Distinguished Citizens Award on June 23rd at the Hilton Memphis. You can get info at AutoZoneLibertyBowl.org. Proceeds go to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. You spoke about Gene Bartow. You also mentioned Larry Finch, and we have a special connection, obviously, in Memphis to Larry Finch and his family. But his time at the University of Memphis, which was Memphis State at the time. And now there's sort of this connection back to Larry because of Penny Hardaway, who is now the coach.
Right, exactly.
And you being tied into sort of both of those worlds, not just Larry Finch or Gene Bartow and Memphis State, but your relationship with the shoe industry, it seems like there's a revolution happening where a lot of the NBA guys, specifically Penny Hardaway, are coming back to coach in the college ranks. And the shoes are a major part of it. I mean, did you ever see a day where you thought that a penny, 1 cent stamp and this sort of thing would take on a life of its own at the college level?
Well, it's amazing what's happened. Really in the sporting world across, certainly in tennis and in basketball, oldies are goodies. In other words, the people who have been experienced and have been through it is what people are looking for. Look, Patrick Ewing in Georgetown is the head coach there. Chris Mullen up at St. John's. Mm-hmm. I mean, so a lot of former players now are going back coaching, and that's for two reasons. I think, one, their love of the sport and their knowledge of basketball, and two, the salaries are tremendous. I mean, mm-hmm. they're not going to make that in business, and they're doing what they love. So it's a real natural movement forward,
yeah.
and advancement in their case.
Yeah, and at Michigan, you have Juwan Howard, of course. But really fascinating to us in Memphis because, you know, Penny Hardaway was able to secure the number one recruiting class recently, and a lot of these players never saw Penny Hardaway play outside of when he was in the NBA playing for maybe the Orlando Magic. So it's really interesting. We're talking to Donald Dell, who is going to be honored by the AutoZone Liberty Bowl with the Distinguished Citizens Award. The Liberty Bowl, obviously, is a big part of Memphis. The Memphis Tigers, a big part of Memphis. But you mentioned the Racquet Club and your relationship with Billy Donovan. And, of course, that tennis tournament is no longer with us. Do you find that it's hard to sustain tennis in a market like Memphis where basketball is just so huge?
I think it really comes down to people and people promoting a sport. Billy took a great love in tennis. He was a very good player, incidentally, and he really built the Racquet Club first and had a lot of good members and a lot of people involved, and then he bought the tournament to be on the ATP Tour. And when he did that, the membership of the club really supported the tournament tremendously. I used to come down. I did all of his marketing for the tournament, and I did a lot of his television. And I actually broadcast a lot of the television as a commentator with Barry McKay and Bud Collins. And we did it for a long, long time. And the tournament really took off and got stronger and stronger. Then Billy decided to sell it to Mack Winker, and Mack bought it because he owned the club, and bought both together. And that was a big success. And then a few years, maybe 8-10 years later, Mack decided to sell. He was going to move back to Wisconsin from Memphis. And he sold to a group in San Jose, California. And they just were sort of outsiders, and they never really understood that the strength of the tournament was the club and the membership in the club. And if the people of the club loved it, then the city loved it. You got good publicity, good PR, and darn good players. And when they came in from San Jose, they did a few things that weren't very helpful. And the club members, I think, got turned off. I'm not sure why, but the reason the tournament left and went to New York, it's up in New York, It's called the New York Open, and it's played at the Islanders' new stadium up there. But the only reason it left is because the club was losing their interest, and I understand now the club is really being sold to real estate
yeah.
developers, and there's going to be a bunch of condos in that area. So that's very sad for me because of the history and background, but I certainly understand it. Memphis is a really good sports town. I mean,
yep.
forget about tennis. With the golf is very strong. St. Jude is very strong. The basketball is, as we've talked about, you got the Memphis team there.
Mm-hmm.
A client of mine, Noah, played. Joakim Noah played for Memphis at the end
sure.
of the season. I represented him for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
I was the lawyer for his father, Yannick Noah, the French tennis player and the French singer, for 25 years. So I still have a lot of ties to Memphis. And, of course, my longest, greatest friend is Billy Donovan and Tommy, his
sure.
wife. I mean, and they really support. I mean, Billy does everything to make Memphis a better city that I can figure out, and it's wonderful to see that.
Well, there's no question about it, and I think that's part of your connection, and that's why they're honoring you with this award. A couple more things before I let you go. I'm sure you're aware, but we talked about the difficulty with the tennis tournament, but the golf tournament is going to be very exciting. We are getting the FedEx St. Jude Invitational. It's going to be in July, the 24th through the 28th at TPC Southwind. And it's something that the city is really looking forward to, and that will help St. Jude as well.
You know, when Mack Winker, when he was running the tennis tournament, I managed and was the lawyer for Arthur Ashe for 27 years. And when Arthur died, Mack had a ceremony and memorial service on the tennis court in Memphis.
Wow.
And we raised $1 million for St. Jude
in
one weekend. And that was all Mack Winker. And he used, with my approval, he used the name Arthur Ashe to raise the money.
Again, we've got Donald Dell, our Distinguished Citizen Award, on June 23rd. He'll be at the Hilton Memphis Hotel. You can be part of that. They'll have a silent auction, a presentation. 100% of the proceeds going to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. And the website is AutoZoneLibertyBowl.org. Of course, the bowl, the AutoZone Liberty Bowl, December 31st. So looking forward to that. You were part of that flight movement that happened in the 80s. I was wearing the shoes.
Yeah.
Is there one, if you have to just pick one defining Michael Jordan story when it comes to business or basketball, what is it?
Well, I think one major turning point, when Michael started in the pros, he came out as a junior after his junior year at Carolina, and he had a five-year contract with Nike for shoes, and the shoe industry and Nike was just starting to take off. And, of course, Jordan was a tremendous factor in that. And when his contract came up for renewal, one of my great thrills was sitting down with Phil Knight for a couple days in Chicago. And there's a lot of discussion on a new contract. And eventually, over time, a little bit later, which I didn't negotiate the deal, but it led to Phil very smartly deciding, I don't want to pay more royalties. Let's build a new company and with Michael, and let's make Michael an owner of the company. And it's called Jump Inc., and it is primarily owned by Nike as a subdivision,
mm-hmm.
and it's called Jump Inc., which is the logo of Michael.
That's the Jordan brand, right, Donald?
It's a shoe. It's a shoe and marketing company, and they just broke $1 billion in sales last year. So the genius of Phil Knight was, you know, I don't want to just pay more royalties and have nothing when the contract's over. Let's build an industry, and it's been wonderful for Michael. Because he owns a big piece of the company,
sure.
It's called Jump Inc. I don't know all the specific details because I didn't negotiate the final contract, but I was certainly very involved in the first two contracts that led to that with Phil Knight. And Phil was, a tremendous founder and follower of sports for Nike. I mean, he built and created the tournament,
yeah.
club.
Well,
and it was
yeah.
a big thing.
And Memphis is sort of plugged into this now because Penny Hardaway has this 1 cent line that Nike has worked with him on, and there's been speculation that Memphis will even branch out and have their own Penny brand that is on their – they're already on the practice jerseys, the 1 cent logo, so it seems like it –
Well, you asked a minute ago, Brad, about the shoe industry, mm-hmm. and let me just say one thing. You know, Stan Smith has been with Adidas since 1973, I represent Stan
sure.
on a handshake for the last 46 years, and he's just worked out a new long-term contract with Adidas for the Stan Smith shoe, which is by far the most popular shoe in sports for the last 4 or 5 years. I mean, it dwarfs, and I know the numbers,
sure.
it dwarfs all the basketball shoes because they look at it as a fashion shoe,
sure.
and Adidas sells it globally all over the world. They sell a lot of them in Asia, a lot of them in Europe. So it's been a wonderful thing for Stan, who's 72 years old and still a major player in the sports industry of shoes, much the way you're talking about Penny. It's just a different company. It's Adidas and Nike, and, of course, they're hell-bent competitors.
Oh, of course. Well, and you were part of both of those deals, the Air Jordan line and then the Stan Smith line for Adidas, which is pretty remarkable to be involved with those two items. Listen, it's been a real pleasure, Donald. Looking forward to meeting you here in Memphis, and congratulations on the Distinguished Citizen Award with the AutoZone Liberty Bowl.
Well, really, truthfully, Brad, I'm very honored and pleased to do it, and it will be a lot of fun, and I hope you'll come up and say hello. We'll have a drink together that night.
Certainly.
It'll be a fun night.
Look forward to it. I certainly will do that, and you don't have to pull my arm on that one.
All right.
Yeah, look forward to seeing you in Memphis. Donald Dell, thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care of yourself. That is Donald Dell, who is the recipient of the Distinguished Citizen Award. And again, that event will benefit St. Jude Children's Research Hospital on Sunday, June 23rd at the Hilton Memphis Hotel. You can get tickets and be part. They'll have a silent auction, a live auction. 100% of the proceeds going to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. The 25th annual AutoZone Liberty Bowl Golf Classic, also happening Monday, June 24th at TPC Southwind. And of course, the AutoZone Liberty Bowl on December 31st. We'll come back, and we'll actually have D'Angelo Williams next on the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Season tickets for the 2019 Memphis Tigers football season are on sale now and start at $100 when you buy four in the Family Fun Zone and $150 for end zone seats. The six-game home schedule is highlighted with matchups against regional foe Ole Miss, plus AAC rivals Cincinnati and Navy. A season ticket includes the same great seat for all six home games, plus priority options to buy single-game tickets, bowl tickets, and more. Be part of the incredible game day experience and get your seats today at GoTigersGo.com or call 901-678-2331. Stripe up.
Feel 100% aw, natural with today's Perks deal. $50 gift cards to Buff City Soap for only $35. Handcrafted quality soap doesn't have to be expensive or hard to find. Buff City Soap's products contain no detergents, preservatives, or animal products. Their soaps are stocked with ingredients such as gardenia petals, lemon zest, hemp seed oil, shea butter, charcoal, tea tree oil, and more. Even their body scrubs are squeaky clean with natural exfoliants like chopped loofah bits, crushed walnut shells, and poppy seeds. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
Join us at the Sportsbook at Gold Strike. Enjoy Las Vegas-style sportsbook action just 30 minutes from Memphis. Come watch your favorite college or pro basketball team on one of our 29 screens and enjoy the food and beverage offerings at Pickle and Jam Social Eatery and Millennium Bar. From buzzer beaters to slam dunks, we have everything you need to enjoy the madness of hoop season. Join us at the Sportsbook at Gold Strike. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
The annual summer sale at James Davis has started just in time to get Dad's perfect gift in advance of Father's Day. This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years. It's one of the best clothing stores in the United States of America. It's where I get my suits and my dress shirts for television work with CBS Sports. But understand this. They have so much more than just nice suits and dress shirts. For instance, right now, shorts, short-sleeve knit shirts, and sports shirts are 20% off. There's a summer selection of sport coats, suits, and blazers, all 25% off. And don't forget about the custom-made stance shirts. Those are the ones I buy because dress shirts off the rack are a thing of the past. Now, let me explain how this works. What you do is you go to James Davis. You walk in, you get three measurements, and in just 10 minutes, you're going to have a custom-made shirt ordered. It'll be ready in a matter of days. They start at only $98. It's a perfect shirt that'll fit you brilliantly, and it makes for a perfect gift, too. In fact, you can get a gift card to cover it. So where are you shopping in advance of these warm months that are on the way? James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center. On the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Tired of opening your closet and never finding what you want to wear? We can help. Stitch Fix is a personal styling service that matches you with your own stylist. Someone who listens to what you love and delivers the best clothes for you right to your door. With Stitch Fix, you'll get to discover new styles, new brands, and new looks to fit your unique shape and your budget. Discover the stylist and styles that work for you at stitchfix.com. Personal styling for women, men, and kids. StitchFix.com. Personal styling for everybody.
Now, back to The Six with the Gary Parrish Show.
So the 2019 Phenomenal Pro Celebrity Bowling Challenge is set for June 21st at Billy Hardwick's here in Memphis. That is next Friday night, the night after the NBA draft. It's going to be from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. And you can get more information and tickets or register a team at BillyHardwicks.com. The men behind the event are both former University of Memphis football stars and NFL veterans. One of them is Marcus Bell, and the other is a former Pro Bowler who led the NFL in rushing touchdowns in both 2008 and 2015. I am, of course, talking about D'Angelo Williams, and he joins me now. D'Angelo, it's Gary Parrish. How you been, man?
Hey, man, I've been okay, man. How about yourself?
Everything's good in my world. So I was knowing I'm in advance I'm going to talk to you today. I said, I need to figure out what D'Angelo's been up to. And so I go to all your social media platforms, and best I can tell, what you've been up to is bragging about being an amazing Uno player.
Yeah, I currently don't hold the belt right now.
Oh, no.
My wife won it on Monday. So we have a rule in our house. If you didn't win it and it doesn't belong to you, don't touch it. So I haven't. I've just been watching. She's been leaving it in certain places, like in my favorite spots where I normally sit, just to see if I'd move it. So she's actually definitely been giving me a hard time since I lost it.
So has Uno always been a thing in your life, or is this something you picked up in retirement?
No, see, we normally play with, like, close friends and family, just kind of at the house. And then, you know, we got some friends that had some friends, and we kind of put a group together. And, like, all 10 of us, so on game night now, we used to play, you know, Cards Against Humanity, charades, taboo, stuff like that. And, you know, it just turned out. I was like, you know what, let's see about playing Uno. And everybody was like, Uno? Man, whatever. I was like, the way we play, man, to have you addicted. And we've been playing ever since.
That is awesome. I'm talking to D'Angelo Williams here. He is going to be putting on the 2019 Phenomenal Pro Celebrity Bowling Challenge. It's next Friday night at Billy Hardwick's. You can get more information at billyhardwicks.com. And then the following night, going to be an awesome event as well at Horseshoe down in Robbinsville. So this is Saturday, June 22nd. It's the Laughs for Le Bonheur. Show starts at 7:30. Gary Owen, Rodney Perry, among those scheduled to perform. D'Angelo is going to be there. Marcus Bell is going to be there. Mike Miller's supposed to be there. Thaddeus Young's supposed to be there. And as long as I make it back from New York City in time and okay, I'm going to be there as well. So I'm looking forward to that weekend.
You won't be here for the bowling thing. So you just like a lot of other people. They try to skip out on it because they know they can't beat me.
I can't. I would never skip out on it intentionally. I think I'm like actually going to be on an airplane.
Oh, okay.
but if I happen to get back in time and I can make it work, I will be there as well because my buddy Scott Maines has got a team in the event. So I might be able to.
Know that Scott's best place he can finish in is second because I'm always first.
Okay, I'm going to pass that along to him. But, hey, help me out. How much work goes into putting on a weekend like this?
Oh, it's a lot of work, man, because, you know, you got a lot of different parts and – you know, sometimes it's just like any other business or any other charity event where, you know, there's a lot of Indians because we have a lot of people that want to come out and help and continue to make things better. But it's difficult because whatever message you start with, you got to make sure that you don't deviate from that message and continue to do what it is that you wanted to do in terms of, you know, the bowling event is at this location, golf is at another location. And, you know, you got a comedy show, so you're dealing with talent as well. So there's a lot of things, but, you know, it's all worth it just to give back to the city.
No question. I'm talking to D'Angelo Williams. You can get more information on the bowling event at billyhardwicks.com. And then the Last for Le Bonheur event is going to be the following night at Horseshoe. What are you better at, bowling or Uno?
Ooh.
Tough question.
Yeah, it is a tough question. I'm gonna go Uno, man. You know, I don't really lose much. It's just that, you know, when you're as great as I am at the game, when you get beat, everybody want to let you know you got beat because it's very rare.
And so, when will be your first opportunity to get the Uno belt back?
Monday.
Okay, Monday night. So we'll be checking social media to see if you are if you're wearing the belt once again, or if your wife retains it. With a successful defense on Monday night. Talking to D'Angelo Williams here, former University of Memphis star, former Pro Bowl running back in the NFL. Most of us, and it's been a while since I talked to you, so apologize if I'm just sounds like I'm catching up, but most of us don't have an opportunity to pursue a career out of college and then retire in our 30s comfortably. What's a normal day look like for D'Angelo Williams right now?
Well, it's funny that you say that. The life D'Angelo would love to live is sleeping all day, just kind of sitting back, relaxing, recharging the batteries from all my years of playing football. But guess what? Life does not work that way. My wife makes me get up and work out. Mm-hmm. She wakes me up at 6:30 because we got to drop the kids off. And when we drop the kids off at school, we'll go work out. And then after we finish working out, we'll go grab, like, lunch. And by that time, it's time for me to pick up my middle child. We'll go pick her up. Then we wait for 30 minutes, and then our other daughter get off. And then at that point in time, our kids don't care what we did all day. They just know that they want family time with mommy and daddy. So we either go ride bikes or take them to go do something. And then after that, we repeat until the weekend, and then that's when everybody's exhausted.
That's awesome. That sounds like life. It's I know it's vastly different than you were used to, but
very different.
Very different.
It's very different, and the reason why I have to say it's very different, just to kind of give people just a little insight, because you have to understand, I've been playing college football. I played high school football, no responsibilities. College football, no responsibilities. And then, you know, once you transition over into the NFL and then you decided, you know, you want to get kids, you're still working. Football doesn't change. So, you know, the wife used to take care of the kids most of the time. I didn't see any of this on the back end. Mm. Like, this was different for me. But then being able to just get adjusted now, being retired, you know, I didn't get a chance to see my first daughter. I didn't see her walk because I mean, you couldn't miss a football game because you want to spend time with your family. Like, there was no off days when you needed them off. So, you know, being able to enjoy this time and transition over from being super busy all day and the wife taking care of the kids to where, you know, I get up and the wife roll over and tap me, hey, it's your turn.
I'm talking to D'Angelo Williams here, former University of Memphis star, former Pro Bowler in the NFL. He is going to be hosting the 2019 Phenomenal Pro Celebrity Bowling Challenge at Billy Hardwick's June 21st. That's next Friday night. Following night down at Horseshoe, Laughs for LeBonner. Tickets are still available for both. I want to talk to you about some things going on in sports right now, specifically the big news of the week, and that's Kevin Durant having surgery earlier today to repair a ruptured Achilles after being told by team doctors heading into Game 5 of the NBA Finals that this was not a risk for him. They thought the worst case, and Steve Kerr reiterated this today. They were told the worst case scenario for Kevin would be re-aggravating or re-injuring the calf. The Achilles was not supposed to be an issue, and yet here we are. You are a former professional athlete who had to trust the advice of team doctors throughout your career. How weird of a situation can that be sometimes when the people who are telling you whether you are okay to play or not are also employed by your employer?
Well, so first of all, I'm not a medical doctor. And sure. I've never really been put in that situation. But at the same time, like, there's no consequences and repercussions of you listening to a physician and going out there and doing what it is you do. Because, you know, if you look at how the fan support is set up, they're set up for, you know, people to cheer for teams first, players are second or third as it comes to just their relationship. So with that being said, like, if a physician told you, hey, go out there, there's a lot of people that's like, man, he ain't have to go out there if he didn't want to. If he didn't feel right, like, there's nothing else stopping you when a physician say, yes, you're okay to play. They go tell your coaches, like, yeah, it's okay for you to play. It's just that he don't want to play, or he's just not tough, or right. He's just not this, he's just not that. And a lot of people are not as fortunate as Kevin Durant. A lot of people are less fortunate, meaning they don't have the name and don't have the M's in their bank account within the – where they can make those personal decisions. But again, at the same time, like, when you're talking about a Achilles rupture, he could have not played that game 5, not ruptured it, and ruptured it next year and would have been out all season. It's a ticking time bomb. You don't know when it was going to happen. The question is, do we know for a fact that it was a calf strain and not an Achilles strain?
Right. They are still holding to the story that the initial injury was not Achilles-related, that it was calf-related, but I think it's reasonable to say not everybody buys that. I'm not here to call anybody a liar,
right,
but not everybody accepts that, given what we saw happen just a couple of nights ago.
Gary, yeah. I'm gonna go on record and say it's a lie.
There you go.
I mean, I know you can't say it, right, but yeah, I 100% think that they're lying to the public. He knew fully what was going on, but if you strain your Achilles tendon, there's no scar over to repair that unless they physically go in and do it. So if that was the case and he did have a strained Achilles, whether he went out and played this year or next year, he was going to eventually pop it anyway.
Yeah, it's a terrible story. I'm talking to D'Angelo Williams here, former University of Memphis star. On the college football front, Memphis and Arkansas announced recently that they're going to renew that series. It's going to be one game in Memphis, two games in Fayetteville. And you obviously were a part of these types of games. It's sort of a divisive subject among Memphis fans. Should Memphis be doing
what?
Yeah, should Memphis? Yeah, go ahead.
We should have got the two games. They should have got the one. But I don't understand. I don't understand why we put Arkansas back on the schedule.
Okay,
Arkansas is a horrible, horrible football team right now, and they're going to be horrible for some time because you know their days of competing in the SEC, they're over. They're absolutely over. You know, they want to say that they're back or they have this defense, they have that defense, and like. It's just like Arkansas want to give us a game now because they need us. We don't need them.
They're going to get you in your home state over this.
Hey, man, they just going to have to get me, man. I'm Memphis blue and blue. Wherever I go, pride and truth.
So you would not have put Arkansas on the schedule if you were to Memphis. You'd have said, bring on Alabama now, or Georgia.
I'd have put on some schools that's going to make me look better because us beating Arkansas is not going to get our fan base hyped. Like, I mean, it's Arkansas. They're like the Vanderbilts right now. Like, you – I mean, win more than three or four games and then try to get a program with us. If anything, you know, it's one of those money games where we paying them.
Talking to D'Angelo Williams here on 92.9 FM ESPN. So there were two running backs from the University of Memphis, like you selected in this past NFL draft.
Yes.
Obviously, Darrell Henderson.
Henry to L.A. and my man over there in Dallas.
Right, Tony Pollard.
Tony Pollard, yeah.
What is in front of them in terms of trying to break in and find a place in a league that is obviously difficult to find a place in?
Okay, so, Gary, I'm going to be honest with you, and this is – I'm pretty 100% sure that this is me being unbiased, but people are going to say that I'm biased. All the athletes that come out of Memphis that get this type of opportunity last for a very long time – because nothing in Memphis is given to you. Everything is earned. They don't go to these big name universities where, you know, you're just a big fish, or you could be a small fish in a big pond, but because you got the right guys around you, they're able to hide you, and then you go on to college and you go on to the NFL and you never hear anything from them. But here in the National Football League, if you're coming from Memphis, you hear stuff from us because we know how to work and we're gonna continue to work. So when I see them making an opportunity, I see longevity, I see long, fruitful careers, and I see guys that are going to ball out. Like, they're turning heads already, and it shouldn't be a turn heads thing. These guys are great players.
Do you remember people being skeptical of you because you played at Memphis instead of Michigan?
Yeah, back in those days, man, yeah, we got it all the time. I didn't care. I was like, if you feel that way, line them up. Line them up. Whoever you want to put out in front of me, like, that's what people don't understand. We don't set the schedule. It's not like the players can set the schedule. Like, we can walk up and we can handpick the teams that we want to play. We obviously wouldn't play some of the teams that we played.
Are you far enough removed from your NFL career now to be able to appreciate what you did? Like, to be in that league as long as you were is improbable. To lead the NFL in rushing touchdowns multiple times. I mean, even if you have high dreams coming out of college, that is that's like the odds of achieving those things are so small. Are you able to properly appreciate it now?
Gary, I'm gonna be honest with you, man. Like, I guess it's a different situation for me because I don't look at the stats. I didn't care about any of that. I just knew that touchdowns, yards, all that equals dollars.
Yeah.
And at the time, you know, being from the position that I was coming in, you know, being a kid that didn't have nothing to, you know, imagine that. Like, a kid that didn't have a dollar to his name was probably in debt, walking into, like, millions of dollars and thrown to the wolves, like, hey, go get it. So with that being said, I didn't want to spend not $1. But at the same time, I played it for the money. Like, I just knew that I'm going to give you the best that I got, but I know that equal dollar signs, I need that because I had to take care of my family, my wife and kids, and that was the reason why I played. So as far as, like, looking at stats and knowing what I did and, you know, being thankful for it. Like, I remember my time more at Memphis than I do my NFL career because that's where everything was made at. That's why I love the university so much. And, you know, I could tell you all the stats back then because I loved football. But then once you transition over to the NFL and you get hurt and you start seeing numbers and you see how the business works, then you treat it as a business and continue to be the businessman that you are.
It's interesting to hear you acknowledge that approach because so often you hear professional athletes say, you know, I'm playing for the love of the game. I'm playing for this. You were trying to accumulate.
Man, I tell you what, Gary, all the ones that say they play for the love of the game, and you can poll any one of them, the ones that say I play for the love of the game or I'll play for free, man, they just saying that because they want the fans to be on their side. Like, that's any job that you good at, you ain't going to do it for free.
Is that I saw
and
you.
And if that's the case, why are you holding out for more money?
Right. it's always the guys who are doing it for the love of the game who won't show up to a voluntary minicamp.
I just tell you, like, man, I ain't showing up unless you pay me.
Right.
Then I'm the bad guy. But if the other guy, like, hold out and been saying his whole career, he playing because he loves the game. No, he's not. He's just saying what y'all want him to hear. He really paying for the same thing everybody else paying for, them checks. Just like coaches coached for them checks. Somebody got to support their family.
And it's the exact reason I would never criticize Le'Veon Bell for doing what he did. Like, you guys only have so many years to do this. You have to maximize every contract.
I was so upset about that whole Le'Veon Bell situation, man. Not at Le'Veon Bell, but how the organization handled it because, you know, it's okay for a team to cut a player because he's not living up to his contract, but vice versa, it's an issue. When you outplay the contract and you want more money and the organization tell you no, then the fan support behind you is like, oh, you greedy. But say it's a great cut when the organization do it. Like, I just think that's why I say the fans these days don't understand the business aspect of it. And Le'Veon Bell, the Steelers was giving him $12 million guaranteed. And then he was playing from $12 million guaranteed, and then he was playing from year to year. And they was like, well, you know, they honor their deals. They do this. They do that. Like, there's no security in that. But if you give me $35 million guaranteed or $45 million guaranteed, and then now for the first 3 years, I know for a fact that you're not going to cut me in the first 3 years. But you may cut me shortly thereafter. But guess what? I just got $28 million more or $18 million more that through signing with the Jets than I did with the Steelers. And, like, it just makes more sense.
And if they invest $35 million in you, they might not make you touch the ball 50,000 times a season.
There you go, Gary. But, you know, us is like you as a media guy, me as a guy that played football, and you playing football and just understanding the business. Like, you can't get the average fans to see that. They just feel like it's just greed. But be the first people to go in their office at their job and say, hey, I need a raise.
I'm wrapping up here with D'Angelo Williams, former University of Memphis star pro bowler in the NFL. Last thing before I let you go, explain to people how much fun they're going to have if they come to the 2019 Phenomenal Pro Celebrity Bowling Challenge next Friday night at Billy Hardwick's.
It's going to be awesome, man, because, you know, I haven't lost yet. You know, you get trophies for winning. Obviously, they won't get one because I'm going to win. But, you know, it's great to come out and, you know, see what's going on. Like, everything's going back, you know, to the University of Memphis. I mean, not University of Memphis, to the Memphis community from, you know, literacy programs there in Memphis and, you know, and the camp.
That is D'Angelo Williams, former University of Memphis star. He's going to be involved hosting the 2019 Phenomenal Pro Celebrity Bowling Challenge next Friday night at Billy Hardwick's. The night after that, Saturday, June 22nd, last for LeBonner, down at Horseshoe in Robbinsonville. D'Angelo, it's awesome to hear how well things are going for you. I couldn't be happier for you, and I look forward to seeing you next weekend, man. I can't wait for that.
Thank you, Gary. I really appreciate you for having me, man. I normally get a lot of flack from Razorback fans, but I'm Memphis again, through and through.
All right, brother. People love you for it. I'll see you soon.
All right,
baby. That's D'Angelo Williams.
Coming up next on The Six.
Saw this coming even when the Stanley Cup playoffs started, that a team would be markedly better on the road than they were at home. This is not normal. I saw this happen once before in an NBA Finals in 1974. If you'll go check it out, the Bucks and the Celtics, and there were 5 road victories in that series. And I doubt very much if there's been anything like it in the interim in the ensuing 45 years.
The Six continues with that next on 92.9 FM ESPN. 92.9 presents the official Jason and John Memphis Draft Party on Thursday night, June 20th, from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Join 92.9's Jason and John and watch the NBA Draft at our Draft Party at The Bluff on Highland with Grizzly Bear Blues, SB Nation, and Joe Mullinax, along with I Love Memphis's Holly Whitfield. The 2019 NBA Draft Party at The Bluff on Highland on Thursday night, June 20th, with 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
A short-term loan at Ace Cash Express is an easy way for you to cover unbudgeted expenses, and it's never been more convenient to apply. Come see us at one of our neighborhood locations in Tennessee or visit from your computer or smartphone at acecashexpress.com. Loans at Ace are backed by a 72-hour satisfaction guarantee. If you change your mind, just bring back the money borrowed within 72 hours and we'll call it even.
All loans subject to approval. Loans should be used for short-term financial needs and not as a long-term solution. Customers with credit difficulties should seek credit counseling.
Ace Cash Express, earning your trust since 1968.
Bugs bugging you? Call Allied Termite and Pest for a free inspection today. 754-0454. Stop a pest problem in its tracks and ask about the Allied Guarantee. Prompt, reliable. Allied Termite and Pest. Call them today. 754-0454.
Learning how to kayak off the Oregon coast.
Oh my God!
And almost getting capsized by a 40-ton whale. Check. Whatever you're getting ready for, come into Supercuts for our attention to detail and signature hot towel finish. So you're not just ready, but super ready.
Stay ready to go all summer long.
There's nothing more simple and delicious than a burger done right. Brett Clark here, operating partner at Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. At the bar in Fleming's Prime Steakhouse, we serve a delicious half-pound prime bacon cheeseburger, and nothing makes me happier than seeing a guest smile after taking that first bite. Want to make that burger taste even better? Pair it with an Applewood smoked old-fashioned and try a flaming molten lava cake for dessert. And every day during happy hour from 5 to 7, that same burger is only $10. Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. We use food and wine to create memorable times.
Right now, I'm holding a perfectly ice-cold Coors Light. You know how I know it's the perfect temperature? Because the mountain on the can is blue. And also, it's really cold. Every Coors Light is cold-filtered, cold-lagered, and cold-packaged. Notice how many times I said cold? 3 times. It's that cold. So make sure the mountain on your can of Coors Light is blue. Because that means it's ready to enjoy. 2019 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
I've been around a long time, seeing a lot of gadgets show up that are supposed to make my job easier. Digital screwdrivers, hammer 2.0, the new improved nail, now with more pointiness. You know what really makes my job easier? Grainger. Easy reordering, easy inventory solutions, and easy to do business with every time. Gadgets come and go. You want reliability. You want Grainger. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now, back to The Six with the Jason and John Show.
He is Bob Ryan. He's a sports columnist emeritus for the Boston Globe. You can catch him on Around the Horn. He joins us now. Bob, how you doing, man?
I'm doing okay.
So, I mean, I know that you guys in Boston are not very used to losing in these championship settings. Usually you guys just you sweep them all the time. How does it feel? What's it like when Boston doesn't win a championship?
Yeah, it's usually, you know, the New York Giants, you know, that we have to worry about. Nobody else, you know, and especially St. Louis. So it's a little different phenomenon. But really, I'm okay with it because what I claim to look for in these matters is what I call justice, and justice would be that the team who really deserved to win. Mm. Or is there any reason that the team that won did not deserve to win? And with all the talk about officiating at the playoffs and Stanley Cup and all, that hurt a lot of teams, starting with Vegas. And we didn't have any incidents last night, and it was a clean game, and it was fair and square, and the team that should have won. And the goalie was once again tremendous, and what a story. A year ago, Binnington is a Bruins farmhand. Now, they didn't own him. He was loaned to Providence, but he played for the Bruins American Hockey League franchise of Providence Bruins. So what a chapter in this amazing St. Louis story.
Bob, I know nothing of hockey. I'm a Southerner that's trying to get to know more. But school me. Does home ice mean, is in terms of the advantage, is it the least in sports? Like, I'm trying to figure this thing out.
No, this is an aberration.
Okay.
It's a Dolo aberration. No one saw this coming, even when the Stanley Cup playoffs started, that a team would be markedly better on the road than they were at home. This is not normal. I saw this happen once before in an NBA Finals in 1974. If you'll go check it out, the Bucks and the Celtics, and there were 5 road victories in that series. And I doubt very much if there's been anything like it in the interim in the ensuing 45 years. But in either sport, if you've had a 7-game series in which your road team won 5 games in between 74 and this one.
Wow. Interesting tonight. Will the home team win tonight? There's no way in my mind, right, that Golden State goes out in Oracle losing its final 3 in the finals there? What do you think?
No, no. Kawhi is the man, and he would have been, you know, enshrined forever if they had held on to win that game. And it certainly wasn't his fault that they didn't, and he gave him a chance to win that game the other night. It's a tough call. I'm a percentage chance guy, so I'm going 60-40 Toronto to win the whole thing, one way or the other.
Oh, I'm with you on that.
Here's the interesting part to me, Bob. If Golden State wins tonight, they're favored to do that. Obviously, it'll go to a Game 7, on Father's Day in Toronto. And you look at the roster that Golden State has. I mean, they've done this before. Yeah, Kevin Durant's not playing. But, Steph's done this. Draymond's done it. Klay's done it. They're built for Game 7s. They've been in elimination settings. True. Kawhi has for the Raptors, but that's really about it. So, how much of an edge and how much of an advantage can that be, for vets who have won championships and been in these settings and come out on top so many times?
No, I think it's slightly, but it's marginal. Look, my opinion on these matters is everything is true until it's not true. And so I always laugh. So we say, well, someone have 17 out of 20 times. Well, 3 times it did happen, whatever it is. So I'm never surprised when the thing goes against the grain. Well, obviously, the home team in these games is you'd rather be at home. But yes, they have been there before. But sooner or later, it has to be a first time for everything. They had their first time, right? Mm-hmm. And they did it. And this is Toronto's first time. But I just think Leonard has been so transcendent. There's no evidence to me that they're going to stop Leonard, and doing what he's been doing for the entire playoffs.
100%.
Yeah, that is exactly right. Bob, obviously a lot of conversation about Kevin Durant and sort of his decision and a focus on the medical team and being cleared. Jalen Rose on, I think it was First Take, said that, he blames the herd mentality in sports for media, from fans. What would be your response to that, just in terms of, do you think that there is anything sort of to that there's pressure from media and fans for Kevin Durant to play, or do you think this is something that a competitor, that a professional athlete sort of decides on his own?
I totally reject the idea that a major organization that has won championships is going to worry about the media and making a decision of this magnitude. I don't know where he's coming off with that. And I am a big, generally speaking, an admirer of Jalen Rose, but he does go off the deep end at times, and I think this time he did in that regard. I look at this thing that I am taking it at face value. If I am naive, I will be proven wrong, but I am taking it at face value that in this day and age, you don't have to worry any longer about team doctors acting on behalf of the team at the expense of the health and welfare of the player. I think those things did happen in the past in sports, particularly in football, but I choose to believe that it no longer is the case. I choose to believe that they honestly thought, their staff, that he was ready to play. Now, it so happens that now that we've seen what happened, that there were people, I heard this yesterday, which I never gave this any thought myself, who warned that maybe this is a risk because of the nature of that injury, that the one thing that might actually happen is because of where that calf injury was, is a ruptured Achilles. If someone actually called that beforehand, and I'm told that some people worried about that, more power to them. I never thought about that. And it makes sense, I suppose, as a layman, that's what happened. But yet, I got to believe that their medical staff took that into consideration and thought that he was ready to play. We know he wanted to play, And that's a given, but I don't know why, where, you know, geez, do you have in the media? I mean, you can have other reasons you can cite, but media pressure? No, I don't think so.
Are you still lining up to sign him if you're the Knicks? And is it a no-brainer for you, Bob, that you're still trying to get him if you're one of these other teams that already had him targeted?
Given what we have seen as medical scientists advanced so well, mm-hmm. that people are now coming back as quickly as 7 months. I remember, you know, we all remember when it was 25 or 30 years ago, it was a death sentence. Go way back, Luke Jackson was going to have a great NBA career. He tore his Achilles, he never came back. And other Achilles guys have been back in those days were similarly afflicted. But now they come back. Kobe came back in 8 months. Who came back in 7 months? Somebody recently. And so I think there's every reasonable expectation that he'll be fine in the long run, whether it's 9 months, 10 months, or 12 months. But I don't think it'll prevent someone from signing him if it's 7 months or 8 months. He'll be back by the All-Star game, and to go from there.
We are, of course, talking to Bob Ryan, sports columnist emeritus for the Boston Globe. Interesting developments yesterday, Bob, according to ESPN. The Celtics and the Lakers are putting together competing trade packages to land the services of Anthony Davis. Now, Rich Paul has come out and said, hey, Boston, if you want to do that, if you want to send away assets to get Anthony Davis for a year, you know, it's your prerogative, more power to you, but he is leaving. If you're Boston, do you still do it, and do you hope that you can convince him in a year's time, maybe seemingly like Toronto has done with Kawhi, or do you just not even take the chance?
I don't. Danny might, because Danny is fearless, and Danny has proven from day one as a general manager that he's fearless and confident. But I it makes me nervous. I'm wary. I don't like the look. I love the player. I love the player. I'm wary of the person right now. I don't like the way he's handled this in New Orleans, and I don't like, you know, what he did this year was totally foul, you know, fair or foul, and unfair to that organization. And unless that organization has got some demons in their closet that you and I do not know about, that he does, I don't like the way he has handled this. I would be wary of him if I were Boston, then I wouldn't want any part of it. I think they should bow out of this. That's me.
Do you have any issue with the agent, you know, Rich Paul? It is a different time now. It is a different time now, certainly with sort of the power that players have and leveraging situations. Do you have any problem with how honest and blunt Rich Paul is about, you know, not being able to re-sign, you know, Anthony Davis if they did make that deal?
No, I can't say that. You're right. You alluded to it. This is the times we live in, and the times we live in include agents that can wield that kind of power with the right clients. And God knows he's got a rather important client, in Los Angeles. So I'm used. You know, it's where we live in. It's like one of many things. If I could wave my magic wand, would I change this or that in sports? Of course, we all would change things. But we have to deal with the reality of the times, and that is part of the reality of the times.
Bob, been dying to ask you this one. How high does Big Poppy rank in the pantheon of Boston athletes you've covered, and you've covered all of them?
Very, very high. And in fact, we have a Rushmore, as everyone. We would have a Rushmore where he would be in the discussion in the eyes of many people. I would not put him in that Rushmore. I'd put him in the next tier.
I'm with you, okay.
The next four. I mean, our Rushmore is so good that Larry Bird can't even get on it now. You know, that's how good our Rushmore is. You know, you got Russell or Ted Williams and Brady. Okay, that's our Rushmore, in my opinion. And God knows, it pains me to have to. Larry, you got to step aside. Brady has to be on there. You know,
that's unbelievable.
And so Larry Bird is your first runner up. That's pretty good. Poppy is right there. Right there. I mean, he did something that neither Ted Williams nor Yastrzemski did. He delivered the goods at the right moment.
Yes, he
got two championships. And one of those championships was one of the great performances in the history of not only baseball, but of sport, what he did in 2013. I mean, that's not a hyperbole. That's the truth. So he's forever going to be viewed in Boston. And plus, the charity work is legit. And he's a sunny presence always. And he's very. This is a shocking thing that's happened, and people are taking it hard.
Just that what you've got that just looked like a sloppily planned assassination attempt. $8,000, Bob. For a national hero, right? I mean, down there.
Well, that's the going rate, I guess, in the Dominican. You know, I read it. I just go through it in the New York Post. That, you know, cost you a minimum of $100,000 to get a hit in New York. They said that's the going rate. That's the minimum standard going rate in New York. But apparently, in the Dominican, $8,000 would go farther. And you know, that's I don't. You know, we really don't want to mention
jokes out of this.
No, I'm with you. No, there are no jokes to be told. It's scary.
Let's
Bob.
Let's get this clear. Someone tried to murder him.
Absolutely.
And there has to be either he did something wrong, bad in terms of either romance or finance, or someone thinks he did something bad in terms of romance or finance. And frankly, I don't even want to know what it is.
Yeah. And then finally, Bob, I mean, are you guys in Boston holding your breath on Kyrie Irving?
I'm not holding any breath. In fact, I signed up to drive him to the airport.
You've moved on.
And I'll buy him a Dunkin' Donuts coffee on the way for the ride. You know what? Whoever gets him, this is the ultimate buyer beware. I'm telling you, he's going to play for 3 or 4 or 5 teams, and every one of them, after he leaves, will say, God, we couldn't figure that guy out.
The chemistry.
And he's on in searching for something. He has never categorically said why he left Cleveland. We figure we know. But he has never categorically said it. He is searching for something. I don't even think he knows what it is.
What would be the smartest destination for Kyrie?
Well, Brooklyn's a good one if they add the Clippers are a good one. Those two are both good, technically, sure. I mean, if they keep Russell, he could be good back with Russell. Now, with D'Angelo Russell. And plus, he'd be, you know, he could, that'd be fine. He's a great talent. There's no question about his talent. But it's the package. He's wired strangely. I'll just leave it go with that.
Yeah, there's no question. Bob, always appreciate your time.
Pleasure,
man. Thanks
sir.
So much.
Thank you for this.
All right, guys. Take care.
Yep, he is Bob Bryant, sports columnist emeritus for the Boston Globe.
Don't miss the Jason and John Show tomorrow morning, beginning at 11 a.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN. 92.9 presents the official Jason and John Memphis Draft Party on Thursday night, June 20th, from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Join 92.9's Jason and John and watch the NBA Draft at our Draft Party at the Bluff on Highland with Grizzly Bear Blues, SB Nation, and Joe Mullinax, along with I Love Memphis's Holly Whitfield. The 2019 NBA Draft Party at the Bluff on Highland on Thursday night, June 20th, with 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station. Tigers, Grizzlies, Jeff, Jason and John, Giannotto and Jeffrey, Parrish, all the games and names. Download the radio.com app and favorite 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station. Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, 92.9 FM ESPN, a radio.com sports station.
Attention, CDLA drivers. McLane in Memphis has immediate opportunities for Class A drivers. Average $70,000 annually with a $7,500 sign-on bonus, depending on experience. Drivers can count on generous benefits starting day one, along with a 4-day work week. Don't wait. To learn more, visit driveformcleanmemphis.com. That's driveformcleanmemphis.com. McLane Company is an equal opportunity employer.
When your dad tells you he doesn't want anything for Father's Day, he actually means it, perhaps because there's a good chance he doesn't even know it's Father's Day. But hopefully, he's raised you well enough to show some gratitude anyway, and now's a good time to recognize what he, or a stepdad, or a granddad, or a dad-to-be in your life means to you. So if you are, right now, shopping for Father's Day, it's coming up June 16th, by the way, make it count with some fresh, hand-cut steaks from Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop. We all know Folks Folly. It's the original Memphis Steakhouse. But did you also know that you could pick up those same steaks, as well as their crab legs, lamb chops, even a great-looking apron or steak knives, everything you could possibly need for a fabulous Father's Day gift? You can get it all at Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop, which is right next door to Folks Folly. And if you want a gift for a dad who doesn't live in Memphis, no problem. Humphrey's can ship overnight anywhere in the country. So stop by Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop at 551 South Mendenhall or online at humphreysmemphis.com to get everything you need to grill like a legend.
Make Edwin Watts Golf the place to shop for dads and grads with their summer savings sale happening now. Score a 50% bonus trade-in on your old clubs towards the purchase of a Titleist TS2 or TS3 driver. And measure your distance with Bushnell GPS and rangefinders and save up to $70. Choose from the Phantom, the Hybrid, or the Tour V4 Shift. Edwin Watts Golf is your place to shop for the hottest golf gear this summer. Edwin Watts, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
It is so hot.
I know. You're actually a little red. Want some lotion?
Love some.
Okay, I have SPF 10, 30, and 5. $500,000.
What? Does the bottle just say go inside?
You're so funny. No, it's the big $500,000 spectacular instant game. It even doubles as a fan.
Well, look at you.
When it comes to summer fun, I don't play around.
Stay cool with June Instant Games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Okay, fellas, game's on the line. Let's get it right. Frank, you were closest. Was it fair or foul?
I don't know. I was distracted.
Distracted? By what?
Well, you know, it's a loud crowd. These lights are awful bright. I just won big on a Tennessee Lottery instant game. And again, the lighting here. Somebody ought to say something.
You've got new instant games?
Yeah.
Enough to share?
Of course.
Fair ball!
Have a ball with new instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
If you own a commercial building and someone says, you need a new roof, call Joe Stallmaker at 901 Waterproofing and Roof Coatings before you do anything else. Let Joe show you how restoring your current roof with a high-quality coating system can save you up to 70% compared to expensive conventional systems. 901 Roof's coating systems carry up to 20-year leak-free warranties. Give them a call at 901-287-1923 and give your old roof a new life. If you don't have a roof issue but know someone who does, contact 901 Waterproofing and Roof Coatings and earn up to $2,500 per referral.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. When our clients come to us for representation, I see way more than a client. I see me. When I hear someone has a herniated disc or a back injury, I think, what if that was me? How would that impact my life? I put myself in your shoes and in your life. When I look at your family, I see my family. This outlook makes my firm think differently than most. I understand that some injuries are forever. And forever is a very long time. For 30 years, we've helped hundreds of thousands recover what they deserve. $1 billion last year alone. Why? Because you are us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.